From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly reading Little Breeches, Mary, Emma, and Company by Ralph Moody. Now let's begin with Chapter 1, A Look Around. Father died in March 1910, soon after we had moved to Littleton, Colorado, from a ranch near the mountains. That was 5 months before my youngest sister Elizabeth was born, but we didn't have too much trouble in making our own living. Mother and my older sister Grace did baking that we sold around the village and laundered lace curtains for one of the big hotels in Denver. The younger children picked fruit and berries or helped me gather coal along the railroad. And because we kept a horse, I could always find jobs when I was not in school, hauling discarded railroad ties to cut into kindling and sell, or working on one of the ranches or riding for the cattle drover in Littleton. On New Year's Day, 1912, our good friend, Sheriff McGrath, came to our house and talked to Mother for nearly an hour. After he had gone, she called Grace and me in and told us,
"Children, I have to make the greatest decision of my life, possibly of our lives. And I need your help. I am sure you remember Mr. Lodeker, the crazy Dutchman who lived on the ranch next to ours. He has been arrested and accused of an old crime for which he was not morally responsible. If Father was still with us, I am sure he would be able to clear Mr. Lodeker, but what little I know of the matter would tend to convict him rather than acquit him. Sheriff McGrath tells me that I shall doubtlessly be subpoenaed within the next few days to testify in court against Mr. Lodeker. But I feel certain that he was also trying to tell me, without exactly saying so, that I am free to come and go as I..."